We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Scaredy Bairdy.
Yikes!
If you enjoyed today's spooktacular episode, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the Halloween show you can take on the go. Listen along while you're carving pumpkins, while you're eating treats, or even while you're wearing a spooky costume.
Rah!
I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will meet Boo the Bear.
Hi.
He's so excited to go trick-or-treating for the very first time.
Oh, boy!
All is going well for Boo until he comes across some spooky-looking characters. Will Boo be too scared to finish trick-or-treating? Let's find out and begin our spooktacular Halloween story now. Scaredy Bairdy. It was Halloween in the Evergreen Forest. All the little critters were so excited to go trick-or-treating in their wooded neighborhood. A little brown bear named Boo was especially excited because this was going to be his very first time trick-or-treating.
Oh boy!
The little bear found a big pumpkin at the edge of the forest and carved off the top. He hollowed out the center and made holes for his arms and legs.
Oh boy, my pumpkin costume is complete! Now time to get me some treats!
Boo walked out the door with an empty pillowcase.
By the end of the night, this will be full of candy!
He wandered into the woods and came across a big oak tree. Boo knocked on the trunk.
Trick or treat!
Who's there?
It's me, Boo the Bear! I'm trick or treating!
Goody, I'll be right there.
Mr. Owl popped out of the tree with a sweet treat in his beak.
You look so adorable, a little pumpkin bear.
Mr. Owl placed some gummy worms into Boo the Bear's pillowcase.
Oh golly, thanks, Owl!
Happy Halloween!
Boo the Bear skipped his way to the next dwelling. He came upon a thicket of bushes and heard sounds of rustling leaves. The little bear stomped on the ground.
Hello, anybody home?
Mrs. Doe, the white-tailed deer, peered over the bushes.
Yes?
Trick or treat!
Why, hello there, little bear. Don't you look festive? I love your pumpkin costume.
Thanks. This is my first time trick-or-treating.
Boo held out his pillowcase expectantly.
Yes. Let me fetch you a treat.
Mrs. Doe disappeared into the bushes, then quickly reappeared with a colorful pink tuft of cotton candy. She handed it to Boo the Bear.
Here you go, dear. I mean bear.
Yummy, thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Boo trotted his way over to a fallen log. He could hear a rattling sound inside. Boo the Bear fetched a stick from the ground and tapped it on the log.
Trick or treat!
Be right out!
Nutty the Squirrel emerged from the end of the log with a morsel of peanut brittle.
What a sweet costume! Here you go, little pumpkin bear!
Thank you, Nutty!
You're welcome, friend! Happy Halloween!
Boo scooted away triumphantly.
Goodness me, this is shaping up to be a very happy Halloween! I can't wait to see what's next!
The little bear made his way deeper into the woods. It was getting dark now, and there was a thick fog in the forest. Boo was having a hard time seeing where he was going.
Oh dear, I'm feeling a little lost. Maybe I should turn around.
Just as Boo began to backtrack, he came face to face with three spooky-looking characters. There was a zany zombie, a ghastly ghost, and a spine-tingling skeleton.
Yikes!
Boo dropped his pillowcase of candy and ran as fast as he could away from the creepy characters. The little bear was barreling through the forest when all of a sudden he tripped on a root and fell to the ground. The bewildered bear looked up to see the three frightening figures emerge from the fog.
Stay away from me! I'm scared!
Boo the bear was so frightened. He didn't know what these three spooky beings would do next. He covered his eyes with his paws as the zombie walked closer and closer to him. Then the zombie spoke.
Here, you dropped your sack of candy.
Huh?
Boo looked up and saw that the zombie was holding out his pillowcase.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Boo grabbed the pillowcase, still unsure of what to think of this spooky scene. Then the skeleton spoke.
It's okay.
Yeah, don't be frightened.
The ghost chimed in.
It's all right, scaredy Betty. It's all right, scaredy bear. We're just playing dress up and there's nothing you should fear. It's all right. It's all right now, Boo the Bear. There's no need to be scared.
It's all right, scaredy Betty. It's all right, scaredy bear. We're just playing dress up.
Just then, the zombie pulled off his mask to reveal Ozzy the Opossum.
Hi!
Then the skeleton and the ghost pulled off their masks, too.
Don't be scared, Boo the Bear. It's us, your friends Rocky the Raccoon and Beatrix Bunny.
Phew, it's you! I was so scared!
It's all right.
Yeah, I can see how you would think we were spooky, but we were only wearing costumes.
Yeah, we're still your furry friends underneath the masks.
Golly, those were really good costumes. You sure had me fooled.
What do you say we team up and trick-or-treat together?
Boo beamed.
That sounds great to me.
Yippee!
The animal animals cheered, and together they frolicked through the forest collecting candy for the rest of the night. Aw, I'm so glad Boo was able to overcome his fears and enjoy the rest of his time trick-or-treating. You can see a picture of Boo in his adorable pumpkin costume when you follow Story Spectacular on social media. You can follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Storytacular and join the Story Spectacular Facebook group. It's a great way to stay in touch with all of your spectacular friends.
Yippee!
Speaking of spectacular friends, we have a brand new batch of Animail from our real-life listeners.
Animail!
Today's first listener-submitted Animail comes from Suki, who is 3 years old.
I'm a monkey. I like Big Rock Candy Mountain. Bye.
Wow, Suki. I am bananas for your monkey noises. Now, let's hear from a few more friends.
Oh, oh, oh. That was a wolf. And I really love your podcast, Angela. My favorite story was Mother Moose. Bye.
Aw, how cute was that wolf call? I wonder what kind of Animail we will hear next.
Meow, meow, I'm a cat. And my favorite is pool party. The spectacular pool party. Yeah.
What an adorable kitty cat.
Huh?
Weren't those Animail submissions just spectacular? You can send in some spectacular Animail of your own. Ask a grown-up to record your voice, then send it in to angela@storyspectacular.com. Looking forward to hearing more Animail from our real-life listeners again soon.
Animail!
Today's show was fantastic fun.
Oh boy!
We tagged along with Boo the Bear as he went trick-or-treating for the first time.
Trick-or-treat!
Boo got a little scared when he saw some spooky characters.
Yikes!
But soon he realized they were just his friends wearing Halloween costumes.
Yippee!
After trick-or-treating, we heard some Animail from our real-life listener friends.
Oh.
This is really shaping up to be a spooktacular Halloween.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. You can purchase my original children's books and watch some spectacular story and dance videos at storyspectacular.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's spooktacular story. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please take a moment to give Story Spectacular a rating and review on your podcast app and tell your friends about this spectacular show. Thanks for listening.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
Happy Halloween!